This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of November 10th, 2011, commencing at 5:43 p.m. Pacific Time, 8:43 p.m. Eastern Time. Summer Rees, Chair, Bill Crozier, Vice Chair, Afia Wangaza, Secretary. Madam Secretary, if you would call the roll, please, and see if we have quorum. Thank you.
Ken Aaron.
Here.
Teresa Allen.
Present.
Jessica Apollinar. Can't hear you, Jessica. Rodrigo Argueta. Can't hear you, Rodrigo. Nia Bediaco. Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Lydia Brazon. Can't hear you, Lydia. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Kathy Davis. Can't hear you, Kathy. Heather Gray.
Here.
Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Ifia Wangaza, present. Kimmery Orendoff. Can't hear you, Kimmery. Laura Priebus.
Here.
Marcel Reed.
Here.
Summer Rees.
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Dan Siegel. Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Andrea Turner. Can't hear you, Andrea. Bruce Wolf.
Here.
Arlene Engelhardt.
Present.
LaVarne Williams.
Present.
John Gary. John Gary.
Present.
Thank you. We have quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. And what was the final number of board members, please, present at this time? Sorry, I'd just like to keep track in case the numbers change. Thank you.
15.
Very good. Thank you so much. Okay, very good. So we have quorum, and everyone did get a copy of the open and closed, God bless you, open and closed agendas, I hope, that I sent out this morning. My apologies, very late. Again, my great gratitude and thanks to Bill Crozier for putting together drafts far sooner than you got them, but hopefully everyone got them. And basically, these are, you know, virtually nothing comes as a surprise, as we still have so many lingering items from previous agendas. So it's usually only the order that we're having issues with. But has everyone seen a copy of the open session agenda? And is there any? I'm sorry. I was opening it myself on my phone. Please forgive me. Excused absences come first.
Andrea checking in.
Hi, Andrea. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Okay. So first, let me actually offer our condolences to our colleague Marcel Reed and her family on the untimely passage of her younger brother. So our sympathies as a board and a foundation go out to Marcel and to her family at this difficult time. And, of course, an excused absence in that case, to which I presume there is no objection. I have not received any other requests for excused absences, so perhaps I'm sure other members will join us later in the evening, and some may not be able to. So if there's no objection to that, then we can move on from there. So there we go. Very good. Designated timekeeper, you know, we all go off our times so that we can hear everyone speak, but we can still do that in the hopes that it may come in handy at various points in the evening. Would someone like to volunteer for that? I don't know, Bill, are you in a position to keep time?
Yeah, I can do that if you want.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And so is there any objection to the to approval of the agenda as it's been laid out.
Yes, this is Alex.
Hi, Alex. Thank you. Go ahead, please.
I'd like to move the audit committee report. I think that should be done in executive session.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
Yeah, this is Tracy. I'll second.
Okay. Thank you, Tracy. I have no objection to that personally. Is there any objection by anyone else to discuss that in the executive session?
The point of information, Mia.
Mia, go ahead, please.
Why? What could we be moving to executive session other than it's who that's being charged? That's a public thing. You say who the independent auditor is.
If I may here, does anyone object if I say something to this matter? Certain issues have been raised by other members of a contractual nature in the decision-making process that caused the audit committee to come to its decision, and some of that rightly might belong in an executive session. And with the admitted difficulties this year in having the audit committee meet properly, for which I take significant responsibility as the chair pro tem in that committee, I don't have any objection in both those capacities to having a discussion there if there are members who have issues, I suppose. So that's what I have to say on the matter.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Campbell?
Have we received the proposed agreements with the auditor?
The entire PNB. No, I really need some assistance in the audit committee in handling some of these things, because I must say, just in all honesty, I don't know that you have. I know the audit committee received all of that, and perhaps I could impose upon, if you could just wait a moment, I have it in my other email. I can do it while we're in the course of the call here, but that doesn't help you to. It's a very standard engagement letter, but you're right, the board should have a copy of that. So would you? Are you moving? Just let me forward it to you, okay?
So her point of personal privilege here?
Yes, I'm sorry, is that Carolyn?
Carolyn, yes, I think you already did forward that. The other thing is somebody is either washing dishes or swimming underwater, and if you could all mute yourselves, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that's much better. Thank you.
Thank you. And I concur. I can barely hear everyone. It's a tremendous distortion, whether it's the background sound or the actual apparatus of someone's phone. It's really difficult to hear right now.
Still going on, actually. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I hear it as well. So, Campbell, I cannot recall whether the entire engagement letter, whether the engagement letter is forwarded to P&B or not, and it may have been and it may have not. But right now we have a motion on the floor to move discussion of the entire matter to the executive session, and it's been seconded. Is there an objection to that? And there's still distortion.
Still
please,
have
everyone,
a question.
Could you pound pound one if you're not currently speaking or trying to be recognized? Because
this is Lydia. I'm on the call now.
Thank you, Lydia. Madam Secretary, Secretary will note that. Bill, please go ahead.
Okay, if we go to executive session to discuss whatever needs to be discussed, I think we still need to go back to the open session to approve the auditor?
Here's the thing. If we keep it in, if we put it into executive session, that that's scheduled afterwards, and that's fine. But yes, I think we would need to come back into open session. And frequently, everyone's dropping off the line because it's late in the evening at that point. So,
Summer, if I may,
Alex,
I think we should approve the auditor in executive session as long as we announce what we approved in open session, and we don't have to do that on this session.
Okay. But we need to approve that. Yes, that's fine. I don't object to that. So it needs to be posted, too, probably. Okay. So, Bill, I don't know. Does that answer your question, or do you?
Yeah, I guess so. I was just asking.
No, I agree with you. It needs to be I don't know that we have to say it in open session. It's a business matter. We just need to report it. I think Alex is right on that. Wow, I don't know if it's the phone I'm on, but folks, I've got like 27% battery on my cell phone. I'm going to try calling in on that and see if it's any better. That phone also has lots of power. Wow, and I don't think it's me because I muted before and it was. Is everyone on pound? Is everyone on mute right now? Pound, pound one.
Well, also, we'll get that sound if someone's on Skype or on speakerphone or driving.
Okay, so everyone, if you can you please pound your, mute your phones right now. And, okay. I may try the other phone. Well, no, it's not. No, it's there. Okay, folks, let's muddle through. But I'm going to try the other phone. Bill, can you chair for a second really quick? Let me just stick with me and
okay,
I'll
and
dial.
I'm going to change the lines in a minute, too, when you come back.
You're going to do it, too. Okay.
So.
Dear Lord, people.
So we have a motion.
We do have a motion. I don't. Let me stay on the line, even with the bad reception for right now, because I don't actually think it's my phone. It actually sounds better. Someone did something. Thank you, everybody. All right. Very good. So we have a motion on the floor to move the entire discussion of the audit committee into executive session. Is there an objection to that motion, which I believe I did hear?
Yes, Madam Chair. I would object. I'd like to have an opportunity to discuss this a bit.
Okay, so, very good. Do we want to have further discussion on, you want to discuss it before we, okay, as part of, so, Campbell, why don't you speak to it, please, as to why
yes.
My
point is this, I haven't seen the contract and executive session, suppose, in this context would be reserved for discussions of specific contracts. I don't know that there's a personnel matter associated with this as to why it would be an executive session, and I think that we should be able to vote on things while we have a discussion about issues that would be subject to executive session in executive session. Other issues should be discussed in the open. I don't see, I think that's being not following the intent of the bylaws.
Okay, very good.
Tracy for the staff.
Very good. Okay, thank you, Campbell. Go ahead, Tracy.
I call the question on the amended agenda, please.
Okay, very good. Thank you. So the question's been called. Let's take it to a vote. Madam Secretary, if you would call the roll, please. A yes vote would support Alex's motion to move discussion of the auditor to executive session, and a no vote would not.
Point of information, Madam Chair?
Yes, Campbell.
I thought that the motion was just to move one item. Tracy said she was calling for the question on the amended agenda. It was not just about the point. She expanded it beyond the point that Alex stated.
Very good.
Okay.
Was that your intention, Tracy? Because I can separate the question if necessary.
My intention is to call the question on Alex's motion.
Thank you. Very good. Thank you, Campbell. Thank you, Tracy. Clarification had. So so as I was originally stating, just to be clear for the record, the question has been called on Alex's motion to move discussion of the selection of the audit firm to executive session, and a yes vote will move that item off of the open session agenda and to the closed session, and a no vote will not. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please? Hello? Yes? We can't hear you, Afia. And who said hello?
I said hello, Teresa, because I wasn't sure if anybody else was on the line.
See, because everyone was being
can you hear
good.
Me? How do you vote, Teresa?
I say yes for the amendment or the proposal.
The motion.
Jessica Apollinar. Rodrigo Argueta. Can't hear you, Jessica. I can't hear you, Rodrigo. Nia Bediaco.
No.
Wesley Bethune. Can't hear you, Wesley. Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Kathy Davis? Can't hear you, Kathy. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson? Can't hear you, Campbell.
Sorry, I was muted. No.
Okay. You see, one God's vote to no. Kimberly Orendoff. Can't hear you, Camry. Laura Priebus?
No.
Marcel Reed? Can't hear you, Marcel. Okay. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Bruce Wolf?
Yes.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Jessica Apollinar? Rodrigo Argueta? Can't hear you, Jessica, nor Rodrigo. Wesley Bethune? Can't hear you, Wesley. Kathy Davis? Can't hear you, Kathy. Kimry Orendoff? Can't hear you, Kimry. Marcel Reed? Can't hear you, Marcel. Okay, so that's 1, 2, 3. Lydia voted no.
I'm sorry.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This is Bill. Okay. I'm going to change my vote to yes. If that many people want to do it, that's okay with me.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Eight, yes. And one, two, three, four, five, six, no.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Were there any abstentions? No.
Okay. Not that I heard. Did you?
No. Okay, no, I did not. I'm just checking. Okay, thank you. Eight, yes. Six, no. Okay, so the motion carries, and it's moved to executive session, and let's please move on with approval of the open session agenda. All right, very good. And are there any other amendments or changes to the open session agenda before we continue? Okay.
This is Lydia. I'm sorry, you may have already discussed. Are we going to pick, like, an organization or something for the recall election?
That'll be in closed session, too, I believe. So I at least I can have it on an open session. If someone thinks that's for some reason shouldn't be, let me know. But I'm sure that's appropriate matter for discussion to a certain extent, which isn't very much since we're not supposed to be involved with elections at all, which is that interesting precarious position of the board. So that's an entirely different matter, but I suppose it's an election like any other, and we didn't control any of that last year. So it's an interesting and fruitful discussion. Are you moving to have it in open session, or are we having? I think it's in closed session because that's where I put it.
Well, I thought that the process, like anything else, the process portion, just like we do personnel issues, but there's a prescription in the bylaws for that, which brings
yes.
the board in. So anyway, okay.
Well, are you making a motion, or are we just...
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to have the process portion discussed in open session.
And where are you moving to put
any confidential matters can be discussed in executive.
Sure, and where are you moving to put that? I think it's new business. Are we moving it? I mean, which puts it pretty far down the agenda, but as long as we start getting to stuff, we'll get there eventually. Where are you moving to put it in the agenda, please?
Well, I thought it was a pressing, time-sensitive issue.
Okay, so where would you like to put it in committee reports, front end of committee reports, since we've moved audit out of there? Do you want to put it where audit was? That's fine. That would
sure.
make sense. Okay, good. Is there a second to that?
Sorry, could you repeat what are we putting
second.
Where?
Okay, it would be discussion of the procedural portion of the recall election to the front end of the committee reports where we just took audit out of and put audit into. It kind of reverses them, actually, because we had recall in closed session. We had audit in open session. We've moved audit to closed session, and we're moving recall the open session process portion to
open session.
And that's logical. I mean, at least from my perspective, if we move on. Who is the second? I heard two or three.
Andrea.
Okay, thank you very much for the secretaries. Yes. It helps to know who the people are.
Madam Chair?
Campbell?
Yes, regarding the agendas,
yes.
In January, several standing rules were advanced and were put on unfinished business. And here we are now approaching December. They haven't been addressed. In Robert's rules, carrying over of unfinished business is to be taken, is to take place early in the subsequent meeting. It says the remaining items are carried over to the next meeting. They are taken first in their order before the matters scheduled for that meeting, provided that no conflict arises with a special order. So I'm very much concerned that matters that relate explicitly to the going concern issue that we have been just shoved to the back of the agenda. Here we are virtually at the end, in mid-November, and they have not been taken up. This is egregious, and if we are claiming to have a fiduciary responsibility, I'd like to see where it is making itself manifest in terms of action, actions that can and should have been taken months ago.
Campbell?
So I move these items to the beginning of the agenda, please.
Okay, well, we have to keep things in order. May I presume that's an objection at the moment? Because we're still on the Lydia's motion, which is to put the recall at the front end. And if I may take a moment at liberty as the chair, because one owns a certain responsibility for the movement of business in an organization when you're in these positions. And the glacial speed with which we move things has a lot to do with, in fact, other time-sensitive matters or things which other people perceive and garner enough votes for to be more time-sensitive get to the front end of the agenda. And we spend an inordinate amount of time moving things around on the agenda. But let us handle these things in order, please. And first, we have Lydia's motion on the floor. Are you objecting to that, or are you wishing to introduce an additional change to the agenda?
This is an additional change.
Thank you.
Agenda.
So please, and I will revisit it in a moment if you do not mind. Thank you. So the matter that is on the floor presently is to put the discussion of the procedural process of the recall election at KPFA in the front end of the committee reports where the audit committee was just removed. That's what's been moved by Lydia Brazone and seconded by Andrea Turner. Is there an objection to that?
I object.
Thank you.
Ken.
Okay. Thank you, Ken. Okay. Discussion? I'll take a stack.
This is to the procedural portion of the recall election. I think we should do it all at once in the closed session. And we have other business already laid out on the agenda, just as Campbell was saying.
Okay.
Shoving in other things a higher priority, and we don't get to committee reports and motions that have been made and coming out of committee and so forth and so on. I don't see a necessity to put the recall election, which is not normal business. It's an exceptional thing. So it should, and it's already set in the closed session. Let's leave it there.
Very good. Thank you. Other members for discussion, and of course, the longer we discuss, the less business we actually conduct. So, but a stack, anyone? Someone want to call the question? Okay.
Well, the debate is stopped. Let's go do the vote.
Very good. Okay, Madam Secretary, if you would call the roll, please. A yes vote in this situation would put the recall discussion at the front end of the committee reports on the open session agenda. A no vote will defeat that, leaving it in closed session where it currently resides. If you could call the roll, please. Afia, we can't hear you.
Aaron?
I'm sorry, no. In other words, right, just leave it in closed session.
Correct. Yes.
Teresa Allen?
Teresa Allen?
No.
I can't hear
Teresa,
you, Teresa.
Teresa says no.
Jessica Apollinar? Can't hear you, Jessica. Rodrigo Argueta? Can't hear you, Rodrigo. Mia Bediaco?
No.
Wesley Bethune? Can't hear you, Wesley. Carolyn Burden?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes. Sorry, this is me. I'm in a mistake. Yes, it should be in public session. I'm sorry. I was preoccupied. Thank you.
Bill Crozier?
Abstain. We're just wasting time.
Kathy Davis? Can't hear you, Kathy. Heather Gray?
No.
Campbell Johnson?
Abstain.
Cecilia Wangaza passes. Kimmery Orendoff?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Laura Priebus? Marcel Reed? Can't hear you, Marcel. Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Dan Siegel?
Abstain.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Bruce Wolf?
No.
Jessica Apollinar? Can you, Jessica? Rodrigo Argueta? Can't hear you, Rodrigo. Wesley Bethune? Can't hear you, Wesley. Isia Wangaza Epstein. Marcel Reed? Can't hear you, Marcel. Okay. One, two, three yeses, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight noes, and one, two, three, four abstentions.
Five.
I'm sorry, what was the final count, please?
Two,
thank you.
I think it's five.
Sorry, Madam Secretary, if you could just repeat the
one,
yes, no.
One, two, three, four, five. Yeah, that's correct, five abstentions. Three yeses and eight noes.
Very good, thank you. Okay, so the motion is defeated. It remains in closed session. And now, folks, seriously, it's like 10 after 6 in California, and it's appalling what we do with our agendas. So let us just away with us and get some work done tonight. But we have another matter.
Hi, Arlene.
Yes, Arlene.
I'm sorry to ask for something, but I just would like to ask for an item to be added to the closed agenda.
We'll get to that when we get there. We have to actually do agenda approval there, too. Somebody remind me at the front end, please. Okay, and we'll put it in. Okay, thank you. All right, very good. So we have Campbell Johnson's motion regarding unfinished business, which is, as everyone knows, who has indeed been getting these agendas the entire year, regarding outside accounting firms, et cetera. He moved that up on the agenda. Campbell, you have to ask for a particular placement and get a second. You had a second, but I don't recall who it was. But
I'll give you a particular place right behind the audit committee report.
The audit committee has been moved into closed session. So
oh, Okay, then that would mean that it would follow the management reports.
That's the front end of committee reports. Thank you. Okay, very good. Is there
Bill
a second?
From the back.
Bill, hold on. First, there has to be a second. We may or may not have a motion here. Do we have a second?
Second.
Who is the second, please?
Nia.
Thank you, Nia. And please, all members, just to facilitate the secretary's work, if you could please identify yourself and also for anyone who may be listening on the stream. Thank you. Okay, seconded by Betty Acco. And then I had Bill to the stack, so I'll go ahead and take a stack for discussion. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, you know, I sympathize with Campbell, but what we've just been going through is the reason why we don't get to these, or it's one of the main reasons why we don't get to these agenda items. He already asked that it be moved up. We did this several months ago from new business to unfinished business, which I'm not sure if it was appropriate in the first place. It's already been moved up once. And there are other committees that have been languishing there for months also. I suggested several months ago that he refer this to a committee that of his choosing so that these things could be discussed in more detail. I think all of them need some rewording at least and some refinement. I think some of them are good ideas. Some of them I don't support. But they need discussion, and we just don't have time to discuss every single motion like this in detail at the P&B meetings. They should be done in committees. We shouldn't be going on these long discussions on anything at the P&B meetings. We should be letting the committees do that. Then we can get through the agenda and get through all kinds of business. So I'm opposed to the motion.
Alex, do the stack.
Okay, please let Bill finish. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bill.
No, I'm done.
Okay,
thank you. See you, stack.
Okay, folks. Okay, so Bill's in opposition, Alex and Afia, and
Campbell.
And okay, well, hold on, Campbell. You've motivated once. Let's let members speak who wish to speak. Go ahead, Alex.
Yes, I really strongly object to this business of people trying to take their favorite motions that I know they think are so terribly important and put them ahead of everybody else in all the committees. I've had a motion pending on the agenda for over a year. And I'm not trying to push it before committee meetings because I think that the committee reports are more important than my motion, even though I think my motion is terribly important. Maybe just as important as Campbell's motion. Gee. So I really would like to see this kind of behavior ended so that we stop wasting the board's time on all this stuff and move ahead in a deliberative process and get some work done.
Very good. All right. Thank you, Afia.
I deeply resent the presumption of members to presume to determine what is valuable, an valuable expenditure of time, and what is not. It seems that the proper response is to vote against a motion rather than to presume to lecture the rest of us about protocol. And that in and of itself is an utter waste of time, in addition to being insulting. Thank you.
Does someone wish to call the question? Always
oh, no, this is Ken to the stack with a brief statement.
Okay, hold on, Kim. I'll let you close, but try to keep. Let's just get on with it, please, folks.
Yes.
Ken, go ahead.
Can I go to the stack just briefly?
Of course, yes.
Ken.
Anyone who hasn't spoken who wishes to speak, I mean, just let's
yes.
do this,
this is Ken. I'm chair of the... the Pratt Committee, Financial Recovery and Audit Task Force, and I'm pretty sure we did, I know we put these motions into our queue, and we did discuss them, and they didn't resolve to a point where the Pratt Committee wanted to make a motion to present to the PNB. So they were addressed in the task force. That's all.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else who has not spoken, and I'll let Campbell finish, and we'll go to a vote. Go ahead, Campbell, please. And
yes, this motion relates to standing rules that came out of our audit committee that were also approved by the WPFW-LSB. And so it's not like they haven't been around, and the idea, it seems, is to just bounce them back and forth. These are very explicit kinds of things that very many nonprofits have as their standard course of business in terms of financial accountability. These are issues that relate to our fiduciary responsibility, and I find it very difficult how people can would be in a position to say with a straight face that they're operating consistent with their fiduciary responsibilities when they don't even have an approval of their financial reports. That's just mind-boggling. I have a background in working with nonprofits and working in finance and banking, at a rather rigorous level, and I think that this is the kind of thing that needs to be addressed, plus which this is in accordance with Robert's rules. If you look at page 362 to 363, as I shared it with you before, they should be put first in their order before the matters scheduled for that meeting. So this has been very, very patiently dealt with. Any kinds of changes that anyone would have wanted to make recommendations on could have been made. You know, that's not been a problem. There weren't any made. And so, therefore, I think this should be moved forward with dispatch, so that we can have the information that we need to make reasonable decisions. We haven't had that. We've had narratives.
Thank you. Okay, so I think you've spoken passionately to the motion, and several people have spoken, and I think we should go ahead and take a vote now. Thank you. A yes vote will move the standing rules proposed by Campbell Johnson, which have been residing in unfinished business, to the front end of committee reports. I'm not looking at my Roman numerals, but where the audit committee report was previously, right after the management reports. And a no vote will leave those motions in their present position on the agenda in unfinished business. Madam Secretary, if you could call the roll, please. Thank you.
Ken Aaron?
No.
Teresa Allen?
No. Can
Jessica Apollinar? Yes.
Thank you.
Jessica Apollinar? Can't hear you, Jessica. Rodrigo Argueta? Can't hear you, Rodrigo. Nia Bediaco? Wesley Bethune? Can't hear you, Wesley. Carolyn Burden?
Oh,
no.
I'm sorry, I muted. I abstain.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Kathy Davis? Can't hear you, Kathy. Heather Gray?
No.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Wangaza passes. Kimry Orendoff?
Yes.
Laura Priebus? Marcel Reed? Can't hear you, Marcel. Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Dan Siegel? Dan Siegel?
Yes. Did you get that?
Alex, yes, I did. Thank you. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Okay. Bruce Wolf?
No.
The 1,000 votes yes. Okay, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 no. And one abstention.
How many yeses? I counted, I didn't count eight.
One, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I count 8.
I count 8 as well.
Well, if the motion's tied, it's defeated, I mean. So, but we do want to have an accurate count, of course, at all times. So is there a discrepancy?
No, there's no discrepancy.
Okay, see.
Unless the chair wants to.
Well, I don't need to vote because it's already tied. A tied motion is defeated. So, however, I'd be happy to vote if necessary. So, the motion is defeated. Let us move on, please. It is now 6:20 in the West Coast and 9:20 in the East Coast. Let's see how much work we can get done in the time remaining. Thank you. Okay, so is the agenda approved? I mean, we're out of time here, so...
I move to approve the agenda.
Thank you. Who has that?
Ken.
Thank you, Ken. Is there a second?
Carolyn, second.
Carolyn, second. Is there any opposition? Okay. And hearing none? Thank you. Okay. Very good. So audit committee's been moved, and that's very good. So board chair report. Okay, no, minutes approval. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, more fun. Okay, so multiple copies of minutes have been sent out for multiple dates, as everyone well knows, with revisions as well. I'm happy to entertain any sort of motion here.
I'll make a motion. This is Ken.
Hi, Ken.
There's some email going back and forth on this, and
indeed.
I wanted to make a motion that we approve the minutes as submitted by the recording secretary, and any revisions will be handled at a later date.
Second.
Thank you, and let that be noted. That's the board secretary. Very good. Is there any objection to that? And remember, folks, we can come back and revisit these letters, and we probably should if we feel there are issues to be revisited, but maybe anyway, that's the motion on the floor. Is there opposition?
Yes, Carolyn, I object.
Okay, thank you. Very good discussion. I'll take us back.
Nia.
If that's necessary, or we can just vote.
Carolyn?
Nia. Okay, Nia, and then Carolyn. Go ahead, Nia.
I call the question.
Okay. All right. Okay, so
no,
there
was discussion.
Correct,
call the question?
Well, and Carolyn did speak first. So out of politeness, since I did this for everyone else, please, Carolyn, speak as to why you would oppose that. And then we'll go ahead since the question has been called, and let's just do this. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. There are quite a large stack of current minutes, and I have not had a chance to go through all of them. There was some correction sent out by
yes.
Bill Crozier for one or two sets, so I would move to postpone all of the open minutes sent out today until the next meeting.
Okay, well then I think, folks, in all honesty, A, this is going to require some work between now and then to try and resolve any issues on the underlying subject, and B, carving out a little section of time just for discussion of this so we can quickly hit over each set and try to get this dispensed with before we are at the end of the year entirely, okay? And same with...
Point of order?
Yes, is that a FIA?
Yes. The question has been called?
Yes. I'm sorry, I was just...
I had a point of information, too, this Bill.
Bill, please go ahead.
And we're only talking about the open session minutes for this, right?
This is correct.
This motion?
Of course, we have to handle each one in each separate session, of course.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Thank you. Okay, very good. And thank you, Afia. Anyway, Madam Secretary, would you...
Well, I have a point of information.
Teresa.
Am I understanding this correctly, Madam Chair?
Yes.
That at... If I understand this correctly, we're going to take them one at a time and approve them, and that's how we're going to proceed. You're not expecting us to approve them all or not.
Okay, what I am suggesting is that depending on how the vote goes now, that, yes, I would anticipate, because there are some issues that, A, members attempt to resolve them between now and the next meeting if this motion were to pass, and that, yes, we allocate a sufficient amount of time to meet the satisfaction of all directors on each set of minutes, yes, because that's probably the appropriate procedure, and that we should get that done before the end of the year. That's at least, I think, appropriate procedure, considering it keeps coming up and we're not getting it done right at the moment, and that's an issue. We need to make sure it gets done.
So do I understand correctly that what I would... Someone needs to move that we approve the minutes of X date, one by one.
Well, we have a motion currently on the floor where the question has been called to simply postpone it to the next meeting, and I am proposing as chair that we allocate sufficient time for necessary discussion should that be the case on each set of minutes, if that is the case, that we get it done. Yes, I guess.
Point of order, Swimmer. Point of order.
Nia.
That was not what I heard Ken said. He said to approve them as is. He didn't say anything about postponing. Am I hearing things?
Yeah, this is Ken. My motion was to approve the minutes, plural, the open session, as submitted by the recording secretary, leaving them open for revision in the future.
Exactly.
And I asked for a motion, which I guess is a substitute motion, to move.
I don't think we can because the question was called.
Oh, procedural pitfalls. I hate this about our meetings, folks. Okay, look, there's two discrepancies. Why don't we just vote on look, do you have a second, Carolyn? We'll handle it as a separate motion. We should vote on the first motion first, which was Ken's motion. If it passes, then you're objecting, okay, because you're voting against it and it passes procedurally, okay? And if it doesn't pass, then we go to the motion. Okay, so it's a democratic and fair thing to do, I think. Is there a second to Carolyn's motion, okay, and if Ken's does not pass?
I'll second. Alex.
Thank you, Alex. Okay, this way we can get something done. Let's go, people, please. The motion was from Aaron, seconded by Wangaza, to approve. Ken, could you please reiterate the scope and span?
Approve the minutes for the open session as submitted by the recording secretary without revision and leave them open for revisions in future meetings.
Can you specify a time period here because we do have to
Before the end of the year.
No. I mean all of the unapproved minutes thus far or something like
that? All of the unapproved minutes that were distributed. I think it's three.
Point of information.
Alex?
The revision you foresee, will that require a two-thirds vote at a subsequent meeting, or will that simply be a normal majority vote kind of thing?
As a two-thirds vote.
Thank you. It's a valid point of information or order. Very good. Thank you. Did that help to inform the decision of the members?
No, it's not.
Okay, I knew it. See, I
point of order.
Please.
Point of order.
Afia, go ahead. Please.
The question has been called, and all of these comments are dilatory.
I got a point of information.
And a waste
I'd like
of time.
Okay, folks, and in all fairness, advocating one way or the other would be out of order, but Roberts also supports the point of view that all members have to be well informed of the decision they're making, even when the question has been called, so that they're not lacking information that might inform the decision in the vote. So I know we will vote on this, okay? But people have legitimate questions as to what it means. What am I voting on here? So, and that's fair. Anyhow, could we please take a vote? The motion which was on the floor, to paraphrase.
Can I get an answer to my question?
Alex, and I knew it. See, a friend pulled up Robert's Rules of Order for me online because I don't have my book with me, and I knew this would happen. If I didn't have the book, this would happen tonight.
Well, it's not a Robert's Rules thing. It's what his intention is in making his motion.
What is his what, Alex? Can you please?
What is his intention in his motion? Is it to allow for revision in a normal way with a majority vote or to make it a supermajority?
I can speak to that. This is Ken. No, I meant to allow for revisions as we normally do. I'll just speak to this for a second, get off. The reason we're doing this is we're going to get into the audit, and the auditor needs the minutes. And if we don't approve them, he's not going to have access to them. So we want to approve them, and then we can make revisions as we normally do when somebody wants to make a correction. It shouldn't require. It's not revising a motion or it's not rescinding. It's revising the content of the minutes. It doesn't require two-thirds.
I'm looking it up. I mean, here we go. All right. Well, and I do not believe, I mean, God, I can't believe we're spending time this way, folks. We need to vote on this stuff. Okay. I'm looking it up, though, okay? Many of these issues are not as some are more substantive than others, but a lot of this stuff is not. Ken is speaking from a corporate, you know, we have responsibilities to approve these things. So anyway, we have a motion on the floor. Who is that? I heard, okay.
Madam Chair, You know, the folks like to talk about wasting time. That very condescending phrase. And here we are doing exactly what folks they don't want to do.
Thank you. So anyway, okay, Alex, I cannot answer this question for you right this second. Here we go. Let's see. I'm looking.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, I think that Ken, what Alex asked was what was Ken's intent, and Ken clarified that. So if you would prefer a two-thirds vote, you would vote no. If you are okay with having a majority vote for the revisions, then you vote yes as part of his motion.
Yeah, let's get on with it.
Okay. Ken, it's your intent. Lydia, can you restate that? I'm sorry. It's part of his motion. I mean, the question whether we revise minutes, I know I should have this internalized. I should know this by heart.
Yes, my intent is that the minutes could be revised in the future as a normal procedure. Otherwise, I would have stated otherwise. Just normally as they would have revision of corrections.
Okay, well, I don't have, Alex, I don't definitively have, is that a two-thirds? Or I love it when people actually cite Roberts also, and I love go ahead, please. Bill, do you have something for us?
Bill, yeah, this is the new edition, 11th edition, Roberts Rules, page 475.
Thank
you. It's the same in the old one. This is paragraph 20, or line 20, approximately 20 in that page. If the existence of an error or material omission in the minutes becomes reasonably be established after their approval, even many years later, the minutes can be corrected by means of the motion to amend something previously adopted, which requires a two-thirds vote or a majority vote with notice.
Okay, so this would be notice.
Entire membership.
Fantastic.
All unanimous consent.
Awesome. Right. Thank you so much, Bill. So, and he cited it chapter and verse, which is how we'd like it, because Roberts is so much better that way. Thank you very much, Bill. Okay, so page 475, line, what was it, 30? So very good. So
20.
It would require a two-thirds vote, except with notice. So if it's Ken's intent that it could be revised with a majority vote, Ken, this is your call. It's your motion, many permutations later. Is it your intent that it can be revised with two-thirds
my intent is
or
per
with
Roberts,
a majority?
My intent is per Robert's rules. I wouldn't object to that.
So that would be a two-thirds vote, correct?
Two-thirds vote unless noticed, then a majority vote.
So do you wish to notice it here at the time that you make the motion as it may have, is that your intent or not in making the motion?
My intent is to approve the minutes as submitted by the recording secretary and leaving them open as per Robert's rules to revision in the future as covered in Robert's rules.
Okay,
Robert's
the notice could be made at that
time. I'd like to submit prior notice.
Okay, all right, so this is very fun. Okay, so let us vote on the underlying motion, and then you can submit notice, and then we're cool. And that handles us for the next meeting. Beautiful. Thank you, folks. Okay, Madam Secretary, would you please kindly call the roll. The yes vote will approve the minutes thus far submitted by the secretaries up until this time that are as yet unapproved in open session, and a no vote will not do so. Thank you.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Teresa Allen? Can't hear you, Teresa. Jessica Apollinar?
Teresa says yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jessica Apollinar? Can't hear you, Jessica.
I don't think Jessica has checked in as being on this call yet.
Rodrigo Argueta? Can't hear you, Rodrigo. Nia Bediaco?
Yes.
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Kathy Davis? Can hear you, Kathy. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Lucia Wangaza votes yes. Kimri Orendoff?
Yes.
Laura Priebus? Can't hear you, Laura. Yes. Thank you. Marcel Reed. Tracy Rosenberg.
Abstain.
Dan Siegel.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Abstain.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Bruce Wolf.
Yes.
Okay, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 yes. And 1, 2 abstentions.
Yay. Okay, great. Thank you so much, Madam Secretary. Okay, so we had...
Madam Chair, may I give my prior notice?
Yes, you may give your notice. Please, go ahead, Alex.
I'm giving notice that revisit the approval of the minutes for the purpose of making corrections in the future.
Okay, do you wish to give a specification of any other aspect of that notice that we just discussed in terms of the... vote, the number of people, that was the basic reason for giving notice, because on a majority vote, correct? Did you state that? Okay. Can you restate it with that in there, please? I don't want to state it for you, but you need to say something about the, because that's why you were giving notice, just for the secretaries.
I'm giving notice to...
And if you want to state a specific meeting, that's probably helpful as well in a notice.
it's a subsequent meeting.
Okay, thank you.
The very next open session meeting.
Okay,
I would like to... amend the approved minutes that we just passed.
Very good. Okay. Thank you.
Point of order.
Is that Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Hi. Go ahead, please.
You know, I believe that the notice provision that we're discussing requires that there be notice of the specific change that is being put forward. Mm. That's the difference between having 50% on notice and two-thirds if it's not noticed, to require that there be a specific change that's part of the notice. You can't give notice to avoid the two-thirds requirement and then have the changes made spontaneously.
Thank you, Dan. I think there may be an answer to that. If Carolyn wishes to speak to that, she had submitted various proposed revisions. Carolyn, since you had a motion pending on the floor previously, do you wish to, or perhaps Alex wishes to, I let the two people who have spoken to the issue, if someone wants to, thinks that would be helpful in clarifying what Dan raised, which is legitimate that you have to know what you're having notice of. But
well, there's been a bunch of emails on the subject, so I refer to those emails. I don't think we want to waste the board's time by reading all the minutiae in those emails about this,
no.
this meeting and
oh,
that
Carolyn,
meeting.
Here, clarification. Those emails referred to closed session minutes only. Bill put forward some related to the open session minutes. So this particular notice provision...
thank you. Okay.
This is the open session, so this does not relate to the closed session. We'll have to go through this again.
Okay. Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you so much. Bill, thank you very much, Carolyn. That cut short that discussion. Okay. Bill, do you wish to be part of this notice on any revisions you had to open session minutes? In terms of the email correspondence that you had on that?
I'll
say
something about email. The ones I had for the open session were really trivial. So
okay, and you know what? Seriously,
most of the changes were in the executive session.
Okay, very good. Then we don't even need this notice right now, do we? Alex, you can make a notice at any time if something substantive. Things like Scribner's errors, small, whatever, minor corrections can be made. It's things of any substance.
All right, well, let's move on then.
Thank you so much, everyone. Okay, very good. Dear Lord, this is one of the reasons I don't give chairs reports, because it takes so long and everything else, it seems irrelevant to report on things on some levels. But I really do. I mean, we're at, my God, it's like 6:40.
Yay!
Um, let's go to the management reports. I will do a written chair's report. It'll be my Christmas present to everyone on everything that we've done this year, but I think we have a lot of discussion on all of the subjects, and right now we're going to have a lot more discussion if we can get through some business. So, Arlene, would you like to go ahead and give your minutes. Okay, so we're done with that. God almighty. An executive director report.
Sorry, I was muted.
Yes, okay. I'm glad we've had a much better phone call because everyone's been doing that. So thank you, everyone.